two different situations. Obviously, when you talk about Zach, a young player that we drafted, on the come, has tremendous talent, tremendous work ethic, the type of player that we want to keep in Philly for a long time. And then on the other end, Brent Celek, you know, what he means to our football team, what he means to our organization on and off the field. In this league, it's so hard to find guys who can block at the point of attack, pass protect, separate, catch the ball, just a true eagle. So just really excited for those guys and their families and for our coaching staff and our football team.
What does it mean for your can you just explain what it means for your salary cap when you do these kind of deals?
Well, in terms of how we plan, it's always not only just now, but also going forward. And so we try to look 2-3 years out and how we want to build it. And so when you look at your own young players, it's positions that you strengthen for not only the present, but hopefully for the future.
This is where you feel at home coming down here and looking at players and talking to people, right?
Well, you know what, this is a special place for me. We have a summer place about an hour away. My wife's family's from here. It's just nice to kind of be back in this environment and around a lot of people that you've been around with for a long time. So it's exciting.
Locking up a guy like Zach, it seems like that's always been something you wanted to do, is lock up your young town and keep them here for a long time. How important is that to you?
Well, it's an important message to your team that if you play really well and you do the right things and that you're drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, you got a chance to stay for a long time. So I think it's important for the organization.
Where do you stand on guys like Vinny and Fletcher right now in terms of long-term future?
It's hard to talk individually about any player, but when you're talking about good young players, we want to keep our good young players. It's important for our football team. It's important for our coaching staff. It's important for our organization. So obviously when you're talking about high-character, talented players, the priority is to try to keep those guys first.
How would you evaluate the kind of season that Sam Bradford had?
Sam's a good player. I think Coach spoke about it, and we talk about experts and quarterbacks. You're talking about a guy who played the position, a guy who's coached the position. You know, we're very fortunate about the amount of quarterback expertise that we have on this staff, and so we're able to get their opinions fresh and then know that it's a very talented guy that obviously finished the season strong, and, you know, obviously we hear from his teammates as we met with them that they liked him as well. So that all kind of factors into it, but it's still early in the off season, and so we got a lot of decisions to make, and you know, that'll be part of the process.
Are you personally playing catch up here? You didn't have the kind of role during the season that you would have had in previous seasons. Are you looking at these guys kind of for the first time now?
Well, I'd say we got a great staff. You know, we got a great scouting staff. We've got guys who've been doing this for a long time. You know, I've never kind of stayed out of not watching it. Always was interested in watching guys and keeping up on it. But more importantly, it goes back to our staff and the people that we have that are good evaluators, good people. You know, Tom's running the personnel staff right now. Our coaches are getting up to speed. So we have a lot of people on this. You know, it's about a team effort and a group effort.
How similar is your role now? How similar is your role now in this process compared to what it was a few years ago?
You know, I think we're just trying to make good decisions for our football team. You know, all do it together, and we're trying to finish our coaching staff. The coach is trying to finish his coaching staff, and then kind of put this all together. So I don't know. That's probably a deep question, like one of those Saturday Night Live deep thought questions. I don't know.
Where does the search for the personnel head then stand?
Yeah, I think Jeffrey talked about that a little bit, and I think I just defer to his comments from his press conference.
Do you have to change? The scheme's going to change. With Jim, it's going to probably be, he's talking about attacking one gap, et cetera. So, and Chip, what parameters based on size? You know, you were kind of into that too, those special long corners, et cetera. Do you guys have to change a lot of your evaluations when it comes to that?
Oh, we'll sit down with our coaches and find out what's important to them. You know, it's important that we get players that fit what's important to them and their scheme and what they're looking for on our football team, and also what we have on our team currently and what fits and what doesn't. So I think that's all kind of the process. Again, you know, this is early on. We just hired a coaching staff in the last week, and so we're all kind of getting acclimated onto everything that we need to do here for the off-season process.
It seemed like you mentioned it's almost kind of like a bonus if the player was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, when you draft and develop players, I think that that's not on and off the field. You want people who come up in your system, who come up through kind of your process and understand what it's like to play in our city in front of our great fans, and then they're rewarded for production for doing that. I think that when you look at the successful teams in the league, they're drafting to develop their players, and then they're keeping them. And when you're able to do that, you're able to kind of put placeholders at those spots and then go on to different positions and kind of go from there. You know what you're getting. You live with that person every day. You see their work ethic. You know kind of what their role will be for your football team. So you have that built-in identity from knowing a guy for a long time.
How do you approach the quarterback position? With uncertainty with Sam, also obviously
No different than you'd approach any other position. Obviously, the quarterback's the most important position on the field. I mean, it would be disingenuous to say anything else. But at the same time, you just got to evaluate the players on your team, evaluate the players that are in the draft, evaluate the free agent market, and then start making decisions. And so, but again, you know, we're sitting here. What's today, Derek?
January 26th.
Still in January. Teams are still playing, so we got some time. But appreciate the question.
With only away guy, what does Carson Wentz have to do?
Something like this at a Senior Bowl then, where he's going to go up against mostly 1A guys.
Yeah, it's another part of the process for him. You know, incredibly talented guy, obviously. He's got a lot of the things you're looking for. Now he's got an opportunity to go against some of the best guys in the country. So for him to come here, learn a pro system, get acclimated with it quickly, new offensive linemen, new receivers, new backs. I mean, it's a challenge for quarterbacks in these games, so I'm excited to see him and all the players here.
Is that a challenge for you guys, the fact that it's projections for everybody, but certainly for somebody that hasn't played against them lately?
And you look, there have been a lot of successful quarterbacks who haven't necessarily come only from big-time programs, big-time schools. So you have to take all of that into consideration and evaluate the player based on who he is and kind of go from there.
With the new head coach, is it difficult to get on the
spots? Yeah. I thought
we were talking about contract extensions here.
Is it difficult with the new head coach to kind of get on the same page in terms of the types of players you want to look at?
They've done a tremendous job communicating to all of our staff about what they're looking for, and we have some familiarity with some of these guys, and the conversations has been good. And again, you know, as we go through this, we're able to spend a lot of time with our scouts and our coaches together here in this setting, which is exciting for everyone to kind of get time together, and they're talking about those sort of things. So that'll be all part of it as we go forward here.
What do you expect from the salary cap? Do you expect it to jump a lot this year? What kind of parameters do you work with?
Whatever parameters they give us, you know, and we're under the constraints of whatever the league tells us, and we work kind of with projections that we think it will be, and we make decisions in that realm. But again, we're not only looking at this year, but we're trying to look at things for next year and the next couple of years.